Unit 7.
American college graduates are flocking to Korea to teach English. You don't need to have any teaching experience or even know how to speak Korean. You just need to be a native English speaker. But as Jason Struther reports from Seoul, some American teachers are discovering a racial barrier.
Good morning.
Omar Ray greets his third grade class at the Ansan Elementary School. Like thousands of other Americans, the 28-year-old from Philadelphia came to South Korea to teach English, earning money to pay back student loans and experiencing Asian culture firsthand. But 3 years ago, when Ray received the first response to his resume, he learned that landing a teaching job would not be easy.
They had sent me an email saying they had apologized, but their boss would not be able to hire an African-American instructor, saying that parents probably wouldn't like it. Their parents wouldn't approve.
But that didn't stop Ray from applying to another school. And again, he was turned down because of his skin color. He wasn't upset. He says because he had experienced racism in the States. The only difference was that people in Korea were more upfront about it. Ray soon found a job at a private academy. Many South Korean recruitment ads state only two requirements for English teachers: having a college degree and being a native English speaker. But because photographs must be attached to applications, schools are able to quietly screen out people of color. Other ads are surprisingly blunt. One posted recently on a popular message board stated that only those of Caucasian descent need apply. Jason Cresswell recruits recent college grads to teach in South Korea. He says that it's the students' parents who pressure the schools to hire whites only.
The mothers are the ones who kind of dictate what they want, because it's them who are making the decision as to what school they're going to send their kid to. And unfortunately in Korea there's still that idea that the classic American would be blonde hair and blue eyed, and that's what they're hoping for, regardless of whether or not that has any implication to, you know, the quality of the education.